Singer-songwriter Jesse Winchester died this morning. The 69-year-old had been battling cancer. He's known for 70 songs like the brand new Tennessee Waltz. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has an appreciation.
Jesse Winchester was born in Louisiana and grew up in Memphis. He played guitar and listened to R&B and doo-wop. After college, he planned on becoming a lawyer. But in 1967, he got his draft notice. Instead of going to war in Vietnam, he fled to Canada. In Montreal, Winchester began writing music and singing, always looking back to his roots in the American South.
But I left Tennessee in a hurry, dear, the same way that I'm leaving you. Because love is mainly just memories, and everyone's got them a few. So when I'm gone, I'll be glad to love you.
Winchester released his first album, produced by Robbie Robertson of the band. Music critics hailed him as the next Bob Dylan, but he was not able to perform in the U.S. because of his draft status. He told NPR in 1986 that he was always somewhat ambivalent about performing anyway.
I have more a writer's personality than I do a performer's personality. I like to be by myself and that kind of thing. And you have to love getting up on a stage and prancing and posing and I like it, but like I say, I'm ambivalent about it, and that's kept me from being a real big star, I think.
The sun shines on Biloxi. The air is filled with vapors from the sea. And the boy will dig a pool beside the ocean.
From just a pure visceral level, his voice was, you know, gentle and beautiful and powerful.
Memphis music journalist Bob Mayer says Winchester is considered very much a Southern writer.
Rodney Crowell, who was a friend and admirer of his, I think he said that Jesse's songs combine the gravity of William Faulkner and the levity of Flannery O'Connor. You know, there was a kind of Southernness to a humor and a wistfulness, you know, all the sort of great elements of what we consider kind of Southern writing, not just Southern songwriting, in his work.
Winchester's songs were revered and recorded by the likes of Wilson Pickett, the Everly Brothers, Joan Baez, and Bob Dylan. Winchester always considered himself a songwriter first.
That's a great way to make a living, too. If I had to choose between the records or the publishing, I'd choose the publishing. For the reason I said before, I'd rather have somebody else be the pop star and have to be sure his hair is combed every time he left the house.
Jesse Winchester returned to the U.S. in 1977 after President Jimmy Carter pardoned the Vietnam-era draft exiles. His music enjoyed a revival in more recent years. In one of his last performances on TV, Winchester paid a soulful homage to the old doo-wop songs he loved.
But you and I knew all the words, and we always sang along to old Shabba-ling-dong-dee, Shabba-ling-dang-dong.
Winchester brought the audience and the show's host, Elvis Costello, to tears. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
So after years and after tears and after summers passed,